This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The Illinois Black Caucus pushed forward an ambitious set of bills that address criminal justice, mass incarceration, and police accountability. The bills that passed this week address racial economic injustice that can benefit many Illinoisans. To learn more, WBEZ's Natalie Moore sat down with Rachel Ruttenberg of the anti-poverty nonprofit, the Heartland Alliance.
Much attention right now is focused on the criminal justice aspect, but there is legislation to reduce economic barriers. Can you talk about some of those?
Well, we were so happy to have historic legislation passed that provides protections to Illinoisans who need access to fair loans, housing, and even their own driver's licenses. Currently, the average annual percentage rate, or APR, on a payday loan is 297%. And the average APR on a title loan is 179%. So taking out a loan with that type of APR can be absolutely crushing for a family. Once signed by the governor, the new law will establish a 36% APR cap on all consumer loans across the state. This is an absolute game changer for protecting consumers from predatory loans.
And there's also some language around driver's license and public housing. Can you talk about those two?
This new legislation is actually the first in the country, and it will create uniform standards for the more than 100 public housing authorities across the state to use in their criminal background screening process so that it is equitable and fair and uniform across the state. So people with criminal records can now access public housing without the public housing authority rejecting them for non-convictions, an arrest history or a juvenile record or even an expunged or sealed record. The legislation passed around driver's licenses has to do with ending the practice of suspending driver's licenses for unpaid tickets related to automated camera enforcement. So these are like red light cameras and automated speed camera tickets. Transportation is just critical for employment, especially for people who are struggling to make ends meet. And if people can't work, they can't pay off their ticket debt.
There's no explicit racial language in the bills, but these are being touted as addressing systemic racism. So can you talk about the impact on Black and brown communities?
All of the measures Heartland Alliance had a hand in during lame duck help address systemic racism and close gaps in how Illinoisans of color are able to access resources. For example, payday and auto title lenders disproportionately target communities of color. Our colleagues at Woodstock Institute actually say that if a person lives in Chicago's Austin neighborhood, which is almost 90% Black, compared with Lincoln Park, which is 4% Black, they are more than 13 times more likely to have taken out a payday loan.
But these laws could also help all types of vulnerable communities. So outside of the Chicago area, how do you think people in other parts of the state will benefit?
These reforms will absolutely improve the lives of people across the state who struggle to make ends meet. People in communities of color and their experiences accessing consumer loans, housing, and even being able to use their own driver's licenses, they make it urgent to address these issues boldly and right now. And we're so grateful for the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus to take those matters up in a way that had a really clear focus on systemic racism. But people across the state will have their lives improved by these really important reforms.
Based on my reporting, I would imagine that a lot of these laws would also benefit white rural Illinois. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. I mean, people who struggle to make ends meet across the state need help, and these reforms will help them.
That's WBEZ's Natalie Moore speaking with Rachel Ruttenberg of the Heartland Alliance. This is WBEZ.